Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, fearless femmes. This is Jessica Lane, your daily dose of motivation. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-compassion and empathy. You know those words get thrown around a lot, but what does it really mean to practice them? And why should you care? Because in this crazy world, being kind to yourself and others is not just a feel-good thing. It's seriously powerful stuff. It can change your life, I promise. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, be more productive, achieve more. But what happens when we mess up? When we fall short of those impossible expectations? We beat ourselves up, right? We spiral into self-criticism and doubt. But here's the thing. That negativity doesn't help anything. It just keeps you stuck in a cycle of stress and unhappiness. Instead, try this. Imagine your best friend went through something tough. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for their mistakes? No way. You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a little humor. Now, ask yourself, why wouldn't you treat yourself with the same kindness? That's where self-compassion comes in. Being gentle with yourself when things get tough, acknowledging your struggles without judgment, and recognizing that everyone makes mistakes. It's about accepting your imperfections and giving yourself the love and support you deserve. And remember, self-compassion isn't just about feeling sorry for yourself. It's also about celebrating your successes, big and small. Take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how minor they seem. You're doing great things. Now, let's talk about empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. This is crucial in building strong relationships, creating a supportive community, and making the world a better place. When we practice empathy, we listen with an open heart, try to see things from other perspectives, and offer compassion without judgment. Think about it. Have you ever been struggling with something, and someone just listened without trying to fix everything or offering unsolicited advice? That simple act of understanding can make all the difference. So, how can you put self-compassion and empathy into action? Here are a few things to try. Start your day with self-love. Before you even get out of bed, take a moment to appreciate yourself. Say something kind to yourself in the mirror, like, I am capable, or, I am worthy of love. It's amazing how much this simple act can change your mindset for the day. Practice active listening. When someone is talking to you, really listen to what they're saying. Don't just wait for your turn to speak. Try to understand their perspective and feelings. Offer a helping hand. Whether it's lending an ear to a friend who needs to vent or offering to help with a chore, small acts of kindness can go a long way in creating a more compassionate world. Forgive yourself and others. Holding onto grudges only hurts you in the end. Practice forgiveness, not just for others, but also for yourself. Everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Remember, fearless femmes, building self-compassion and empathy is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice, but the rewards are worth it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine walking into a room full of people, each carrying their own burdens and worries. You see someone struggling with insecurity, another battling self-doubt, and maybe even someone grappling with grief. Now imagine yourself approaching them not with judgment or pity, but with understanding and compassion. That's the power of empathy. It allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, offering support and solace in their darkest moments. It reminds us that we're all human, facing our own unique challenges, and that together, we can create a more compassionate and supportive world. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion and empathy today. It's a gift you give yourself and everyone around you. Remember, fearless femmes, you're amazing, you're capable, and you deserve to be treated with kindness, starting with yourself. Join me tomorrow for another dose of fearless motivation.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.